Para Sanchez, not to finish product, at least the direction that we're going, so you have some idea of where we are. And the lending library. Now, may I ask, how many books were brought here? Margaret or Carol?
They're not brought yet, but they should be in the Detroit area now.
Oh, they have not arrived yet.
No, the ones from Seton will be coming probably tomorrow.
I see.
Rocky picked them up from Seton. Okay. But that was all he had room for. So he'll go back at another date and get the ones that the O'Connors have.
Now there, in other words, that's a concrete specific job already. And I would think that once some shelving
Father, of course that cover sheet would not be attached. That's just for our use now.
Okay. Have you attended any of the conferences conducted by Carlos Sanchez in this area?
Father, I tried this out on a priest, and he loved it.
Say that again.
I tried it out on a priest last night,
uh-huh.
And he loved it.
He did, eh?
Yeah. He loved the last question especially, but it's a priest who has been to one of the conferences, so... But I didn't want to do it too professional, so we keep it kind of just under wraps.
Okay. Okay. Now this, may I ask, this is question that you want to...
Well, one of your statements last week was, number 10, get involved, get out there and do something to promote the catechism. Number 10, Catholic Catechism Newsletter, Newsweek, input needed of news... info, hard data not commonly available. And I thought, what better way for us to get hard data than to do a survey and ask the priests and the RICAs if what they're going to do with the catechism.
Hey, Lewis, can I ask for your feedback?
Yes, well, I can say definitely that there's a lot of apathy, Father, as a director of religious education and already having done this. There's a lot of apathy and even outright disapproval of the catechism, and there are some
among religious directors of religious education,
directors of religious education, and people who are teaching in the catechism classes, just rather religious educators.
I'm not sure if that's the condition of most of the people out there.
What we have to obviously be careful about is not to leave the impression on any parish or pastor or DRE that, well, somehow we're checking on them.
Yes.
Or
right.
So Lewis,
for example, Father, to answer his question, I gave a notice about your talk, Father, 45 DREs in the area, and not one came to the talk. So I think that gives you an example of what we're up against. I mean, we're not going to despair and not do anything. We have to realistically understand what we're up against. And we've had 30 years of catechesis that's been confusing, and we have a work cut out for us, Father. But we will do it.
You'll have to. We have better know what we're doing, you see.
Yes.
And I would say this, as far as distributing, I guess, have you distribute some of these already, or how?
No, Father. Here's what I thought might be a good idea, and this is how I handled it, so that it was kind of just kept under wraps. When I went to Father, I asked him, you know, if I could kind of survey him and ask him what he thought about the new catechism. And, of course, the first question is, who is the survey for? And I said, well, it's kind of just an independent survey, Father, concerning Cardinal Sanchez coming here and spending a tremendous amount of time in the United States trying to promote the new catechism. And we want to give him some feedback, letting him know exactly, you know, what kind of effect he's having on us here. And he said, oh, that's great. And as he looked and he saw it was very impersonal. It wasn't computerized. It wasn't typed up. And I said, Father, I'm not going to use your name. I just want some answers to some questions. So on a separate little sheet of paper, I just jotted down some answers to the to the following questions that I had. And he was real accepting of it. And
I would say what has to be obviously thought through is who is behind those questions. In other words, who is the one making, whatever you want to call it, inquiry?
It's an independent survey, Father.
Yeah, my question, in other words.
Well, you want us to keep you out of it.
Yeah. First of all, let's do this. I think it's a brilliant idea. It's a question of, first of all, whether and especially how the idea is to be implemented. You see? Now, this would be one thing that we can ask, again, Cardinal Sanchez, what does he think? Because then call it newsletter or magazine, covering the catechism, it should not then be, say, just Detroit, but other dioceses too.
I've already contacted 3 people out of state and asked them to at least send me a couple of parishes' addresses in their area.
Okay. Anyway, so we give this, thanks, we give this further thought. Okay? Thank you. Now, the lending library we've talked about. Now, may I ask, you people who are resident here, is the library to be, is it in the basement? At the plan for it?
You are going to discuss with us in this group your intention of how the books are to be used and who should have access to them so that we can know whether we should have them in a very public place for everyone to use or in a private place for only...
Well, this we first want, once we know what we've got, and that's the first thing to amass to list. Now, there was a Janet Devereaux from Chicago who spent up to a year in the Virginia area going through the book titles, accessioning books and so on, to know what we've got. Now, the classes of books that I had in mind were, first of all, sound cafe books that would be usable and not exactly the popular kind. In other words, good sound cafe books. And secondly, heretical books. Now, when I was a librarian in southern Indiana, where I was teaching theology, we had the letter G put on the book, which meant it belonged in Gehenna. So that's the Latin for it. Well, you know where. At any rate, so we always had a G. And when the inspectors came, what did that G stand for? Well, depending on who they agree with, tell them or not tell them. But we should have books that are heretical. They can be very useful. Then, among those books that would be doctrinally sound, we should distinguish between those books that should be brought back into print and those that will be useful but not really all that urgently needed to be brought back into print. And I think at first, this is my own thinking, I believe at first we should not start lending these books out, because some books are irretrievable. In other words, let's find out what we've got first before we would begin to lend people books. Now, they can always read them here, but that we don't want to complicate things for you people who are resident here. However, once people know that we are in a position to, say, lend books, then by all means. But then again, I'm not sure whether this should be the place where people would come to, say, borrow books. Carol, Mark, what do you think? I think it could. Well, you should maintain your privacy here. So my immediate purpose, as far as it's been on my mind over the years, my immediate purpose would be to have the books available and then classified among which books then we would want to have reprinted and other books would not need to be reprinted. And he eventually then developed a lending library. But there are tens of thousands, and hundreds of thousands of good Cathay books have been destroyed. So that we don't want to, let's say, cheapen or weaken the importance of these books by making them commonly available. And books back in print. Now, did somebody have someone in mind at our last meeting?
For what, Father?
About getting books back into print? Because there are several people who have approached me on the subject. And in other words, they would need some capital investment. Now remember, Carol, Margaret, and Elena, this is one of my suggestions to you people, remember? And give this further thought and to make a decision. In other words, if there's nobody from the group, then Lord willing, I'll find someone.
Father, who is John? How do you pronounce that? G-E-S-S-E-S.
John Gesses wants to work with us and start his own publishing company. Well, he's a man who told me about this. He's working, by the way, with Mother Angelica.
As far as putting books back in print, are you talking about getting our own press and doing that kind of work? Yes, we do have
a publisher in Washington. Intermerica is a publisher, and most publishers do not print their own books. Most unusual. Printing is done by a printer. The publisher is the agent for marketing the books. And what I'm sharing with you, in other words, now this gentleman, John Gesses, who said he was willing, or he wants to, well, fine. But somebody has to be in charge. And now John may be the one to be in charge. And he could come here, we could have a meeting, but it's not just talking, it's rather getting things underway. So, and I would much prefer, obviously, if, say, people like you, yourselves, could somehow, whoever you would co-op into service, would do this. Because it's not, there's money in it, but the purpose is not to make money. The purpose is to get the faith out. So, then reference service, Jeffrey Mirrors, and then, as I told you, and Belval Lewis explained too, the Michael Jones, who wants to start with a computer edition of the Catechism, but am I correct? Other areas he'd be willing to work with too, right?
Absolutely, Father. Yes.
Now, is he in computer work himself?
Yes, he has 25 years experience on it.
Does he work for somebody, or does he have his own company, or what is it?
He's working for somebody presently, Father. Okay.
Lewis, has he ever worked with CDs in terms of putting that information on CD rather than disc format?
I don't know. I can ask him.
The reason I ask is because people that know how to do this, it's very easy to access information on a CD, although rather difficult sometimes on a disc.
I'll ask him.
Thank you.
Okay, just that's really, and the other three items regarding the catechists. And one thing that I, as far as I'm concerned, have decided on, which depend on Carlos Sanchez, that we form an association called the Catholic Catechists Association. Catholic Catechists Association. And that the publication which Rome wants, we would call the Catholic Catechist. I think I told you we've got a contract signed for starting the religion series based on the catechism, the work being done by the sisters up in Press on Pennsylvania.
A lot of books come to the library. A lot of people gave books to the library. People from personal libraries and stuff like that. Had a lot of things coming in. And they had a lot of it was textbooks and things like that. And most of it just went in the garbage. If somehow we could contact, we need financial backing for this first off, and contact libraries throughout the country, they may be willing to save them for us. If we
well, I think so. That's a fact. And the books that they're coming in from Virginia. Our own donations, in fact, I had to tell people to stop sending more books because they were just piling up. And that's a very good idea. And just to be as clear as I can be, there's so much to be done that any ideas you have, well, follow through on the idea, keep us informed. Now, however, once a thing becomes public, to make sure that Intermerifica or the Ignatian Catechists that we don't take responsibility for other people's, say, unnecessary mistakes. So that, you know, could I ask you to start doing that?
I'm going to contact the librarian. I know he's an assistant director of a library. I don't know him well, but I'm going to see if I can contact him. I do believe he's a Catholic.
Because, this is, there's a whole, you know, I would say, centuries of sound Catholic wisdom had been removed from libraries all over the country. And this is one duty that we have, to bring things that are soundly Catholic in print. We would complain, for example, about reprinting Shakespeare. Just assume that Shakespeare is perennial. And so in the Catholic Church, there are books. I'm negotiating now with the Doubleday regarding the books that are out of print, including, for example, Catholic Lifetime Reading Plan. Now, Pat Satter will be here, won't she?
Yes.
Pat Satter?
Yes, she will, Father.
She's coming?
She'll be here tomorrow afternoon.
Okay. Now, Pat, just to know about Pat. Pat is a convert. She's also a lawyer. And now I've asked her to be in my age with the Doubleday. But the legalities, the legal side of these things that you want to either become involved in, help others to work with, Pat will be of service. And what we can do even over this weekend, without necessarily making it formal, but meet, say, after services, could be, say, for example, either tomorrow evening or perhaps after the Good Friday services. Yes.
Some of the books that we're republishing or you want to republish should also get a current copyright date if possible, because yes. One of the things I've noticed is on my own pastor, for instance, when I showed him an older text, he looked, you know, to see, well, how old is it, you know? Well, this
now, of course, these are things, yes, find out, you know, how available the book is because of copyright laws, you see? Is that what you're saying?
Well, not just that. I'm talking because he was saying that the older the book, you're not up to date with some of the new Vatican document, you know, your Vatican II documents. I mean, you get back in the 1800s, that is, your commentaries or some of your other things don't have the current changes that you would have from Vatican II, your new documents as far as like the Immaculate.
Neil? Yes. However, I wouldn't make an issue of that. Because whatever development has been, sorry, development about Vatican II, but the real problem now in the church is not to make sure that everything is up to date with Vatican II. The problem is to preserve the faith, period. See? Okay. Well, now I have 8:33. I have not said my Mass yet. Shall we have Mass? Now, some of you have to leave. That's, of course, it's up to you. But I will not be offering Mass. Let's see here, my Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O Mary, conceived without sin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Father, Marian wants to know if you're going to need any transportation.